Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Samach Beis. We're holding the second line from the top of the Amud Samach Beis, Amud Aleph. And we're talking about the situation of a person who has multiple Soir La'azazel, Soir HaMishtaleach. How can you possibly have multiple Soir HaMishtaleach? It's very simple. Because yesterday in the Gemara we spoke at length about the Kohen Gadol, as he was doing the Hazo'is, unfortunately, Nishpach HaDam, the dam of the par spilled out on the floor. Not only of the par, but of the Soir. The dam of the Soir is spilled on the floor. So what happens after the dam of the Soir spills on the floor? According to everybody, you got to go and take a brand new Soir, shecht it, and bring the blood and do the Hazo'is again. Now, when and how many and where and what, those are the details that we discussed yesterday, that the three separate segments, and therefore if you've already finished all the Hazo'is Adam Lefnai V'Lefnim, you don't have to do it over again, you only have to start from the Heichel. What happens if I already finished with the Heichel? I'm busy with the Mizbeach, you only have to start with the Mizbeach. Do you have to start from the beginning again, from the scratch, from the beginning of the Heichel, the beginning of the Mizbeach? A machloikis, Tanakama says yes, you have to start from the beginning. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon says you start from where you ended off. If you already did three hazois, just finish off the remaining four or five, or whatever the cheshbon is. But what can happen, Taka? The Kohen Gadol had a situation. He took the blood, lefnai v'lefnim. He's supposed to do eight hazois, achas lamala b'shev lamata. After four hazois, lamashal nebach nishpach adam, he had to go and bring a brand new soir. And then, when he brings that brand new soir, he continues from there, or he starts all over again. And then he goes into the Heichel, and guess what happens? The same thing happens again. Again, Nishpach Adam. Can you imagine the Kohen Gadol is so scared, so frightened, he's trembling. And therefore, Nebuch Nishpach Adam, two, three, four times. Each time you have to bring another soir l'Hashem. However, we learned at the end of yesterday's Gemara, you can't just bring a Soir L'Hashem on its own. You have to do a new Hagrola. Hagrola means you have to bring two new Seirim. One will, of course, become the Soir L'Hashem. Another one will become the Soir L'Azazel. But the problem is, as far as the Soir L'Hashem is concerned, I only need one more to continue on the Avodah. But the Soir HaMishtaleach, what am I going to do with multiple Seirim HaMishtalchem? I'm going to have the Soir HaMishtaleach from number 1, and from number 2, and from number 3, and number 4. What am I going to do with all of that? So if you look at the Gemara on the bottom, the Yomad Boi Minei Rav Mirav Nachman, Kama Seir HaMishtaleach. What do you do if you have multiple Seirim? Let's look at the bottom Rashi, five lines from the bottom.
Why is that a problem?
Let's see the Rashi. Kama Seir HaMishtaleach, five lines from the bottom. And Nishbach Dam HaSoir, La'achah Shegom HaMatlis Penim, the Dam HaSoir Nebach spilled out after the Hazo'is Lefnai V'Lefnim. And now he has to bring two brand new ones. Ulahagra Laleyan, and to make a goyrel, Zel Hashem, and this one Lazozel. Aha, okay. So he's bringing brand new ones. Vishachar Shoshem, he shechted the Sor Lashem. Venosa Matonis Haparoiches, and again Venishpach Adam, Nochum Ulazamasa. Vuhutrach Oilavi, Nochum Ushnaim, Ulahagra Laleyan, Vishachar Shoshem, the Matonis of Mizbech, Harikan Shloisha, Seiria Zozel, Mishloisha, Zugois. He's now left with three Seirim Azozel. What should he do? Kama Seir Mishalech. Should he go and send one, two, three? Amalei. So he answered him, Chi Edrim Mishalech. Is there a mitzvah in the Torah to go and send his whole flock? In other words, this could happen 20 times, 50 times. So he's going to send 50 animals, says Rashi. Lo hiski kakos l'shalech el echad. The Torah only required one Seir L'Azazel, not multiple Seirim L'Azazel. Amalois, he told him, Chi Edre Seirif. Didn't you tell me what happens if you have, what do you do with a multiple Seirim L'Hashem? The Pasuk says, V'yeis parachatas v'yeis seir achatas shehuva es domum lechaber v'koidish yoitzi al mechoz la'machane, and then you have to go and burn the ganze zach. And then the pasuk continues on, v'aseirif oisim michabiz begodot. So how many do you have to do? We learned yesterday in the Mishnah that even if you have 3, 5, 10, all of them have to go to the Beis Hadesh. So just like the Torah tells you by the Seir L'Hashem, you have to go and burn multiple Seir L'Hashem, you'll go and send out multiple Seirim L'Azazel. Says, you want to meet dummy? How can you compare? Hasam Liksiv Oisai, Hachiksiv oisai. What means oisai? It says in the pasuk l'shalech oisai la'azazel hamidbara. It doesn't say. I'm sorry.
Only one.
L'shalech oisai, not oisam. That's why you can only send out one. You cannot send out multiple. So if you have three seirim la'azazel, or five, or ten, you only send out one. But the obvious question is, which one? Oh, itzmar. Rapapi mishmei the rabba amar risha mishalech. The very, very first one at the very beginning. The first hagrala.
So you're not doing a hagrala after.
You do 20 hagralas, as many as you need.
But you only send the one out.
Only send out one. Exactly
so
right.
When you do the hagrala,
right?
Do you bring when you do the hagrala, you're going to get one is good, one is no good.
One is going to be sur l'Hashem, one will be sur l'Azazel.
So what do you do with the one that was in the
sur l'Azazel? It becomes a sur l'Azazel, but you don't send it l'Azazel.
And then what can you do with it?
It goes l'misa, or we'll see in the next Mishnah, according to one man, the Yomar, Yerav ad shiestai v'yemocha v'yiplu domos on the dover. You wait until it gets a mum, and you take the money and use it for the dover. Next Mishnah, we're going to get to it. That's the new parak. Boys, I don't want to tell you the end of the book before we get to the beginning of the book, right? You're not supposed to tell the ending, because then it won't be. You're spoil it. We want it to be as exciting as possible. That's the next Mishnah we have on the bottom of the Amid. But in the meantime, yes, Rabbi Cohen.
When you have Nishpach Adam, is there an Azera on the cleans?
For spelling out the blood?
Well,
no, it's an oinus. He tripped, you know, his shoelaces were untied. Only problem is, he's not supposed to be wearing shoes. It's a double problem. What is he wearing shoes for? Anyway, Balamasa, he skipped and he fell, and Nebuch, the blood spilled out. So, says the Gemara, Papi says, Rishon Mishaleach, Rabsi Mishmeder Rav Amar, Achr Mishaleach. Rafsimi says it's the very final one. If there were five of these or ten of these, the very final one. Okay. Is Vishlim Rafsimi Mishmeder Rav the Amar Achr Mishaleach? That is very simple to understand, because what does the final kapara? The final one is the last one, because by the Sur l'Hashem, I tried to do all the hazois by number one, by number two, by number three, but each time it spilled out. So finally, what did the Gemar HaKapara, the very last Sur l'Hashem? Okay, so the corresponding one is the Sur l'Azazel. So you bring that one. I can understand that. That's the Gemar. Okay, but now El Rapapi Mishmeder Rav Mai Kasava. What does he hold that you do the first one? Vosep is the first one. He holds like Rabbi Yosi that you always take the first one. Frankly, my high Rabbi Yosi, which Rabbi Yosi are you talking about? Elam Rabbi Yosi the Kupa is it not? Maybe you mean Rabbi Yosi of Mesech Tishkolim that we learned not too long ago that everybody still remembers Baruch Hashem. What does it say about the Kupois in Mesech Tishkolim that everybody's supposed to go and bring their Machtes Hashekel starting from Rish Chodesh Adar? In other words, another 3 weeks of Hashem. Adar Aleph or the Beis Hashailah, whether you do Machtes Hashekel already for the first Adar, the second Adar. We'll get to a Masechtas Megillah. But anyway, the Masi, you bring the Machzah Shekel, all the Machzah Shekels are collected, they're put into our special Lishka, and then three times a year, one of the three times a year, do you remember three times a year? Prois HaPesach, Prois HaTzeres, and Prois HaChag. Prois means 2 weeks before, but that's Pasha the Mishnah. 2 weeks before, you have to go into that Lishka, the Kahanim, the Gizborim, go and take out coins, and they fill up three large kupais. Each kupa is three soim large. Oh, a very large kupa. Now, what do they write on those kupais? They write out Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, and all the new kabbanis that are going to be brought. First, they use the Aleph money, and then the Beis money, and the Gimel money. Like the Mishnah says, Sholish kupas is sholish soin, shebehen torimin esalishka. Torimin eslishka means that they take the trumais, they take the madbeis of the machzah shekel from the lishka, and they put them into these kupais. And on these three kupais, on these three boxes, it said Aleph, Beis, Gimel. V'tanya Amr B'yosi, lo mekos v'aleim, Aleph, Beis, Gimel. Why? Leida eiz mehen nitrima rishayin, lehavi amena rishayin, shemitzvah be'rishayin. So that after the three kupais are full, starting that day, the next day, each day, when they want to go and take money to buy new animals for new karbanos, first they should take the monies from Kupa Aleph, and then from Kupa Beis, and then from Kupa Gimel. Why should they take Kupa Aleph first? Was there Mera Yachsen Absam Yichas then Kupa Beis and Kupa Gimel? Says of Yoisi, because that was Nitzma Rishon, that was where they collected the first monies into that Kupa. Then the next monies they collected in the second Kupa. So you always go Basar Rishon. See here too, the first Soyer Lashem, or in this case, the first Soyer LaZazel, which was corresponding to the Soyer Lashem, that was the first one. So you bring the first one. The Chayyad, very good Rai from that Rabbi Yosi. Everyone is Karai. Dilma Be'idna, the Ischazoi Kamaisa, Lo Ischazoi Basraisa. There the story is different than here. How is it different? Because when they took the monies and they put them into the first Kupa, they had not yet put the monies into Kupa number 2 or into Kupa number 3. So what happens if they would stop there in the middle? Some sort of oinus, an emergency call, there's a fire drill, and they stop. The point is, those money which is already in Kupa number 1, they're already ready and designated and mufresh and mutram for purpose of bringing the kabbalas. The Beis and Gimel haven't come on the scene yet because they have not been assembled and collected into those boxes.
So it's not possible to use them.
It's not possible to use those yet, and therefore they get the initial kedusha to go and buy the kabbalas. Masha Enkin, in our case, explains Rashi, the Soir LaZozel cannot be sent until the final Hazois were done. How many Zois altogether, Barry? I forgot already.
43, 47,
43.
And then
Shvi'ich
has done in 43.
Shvi'ich is that Ma'akiv? Machlokes. Okay, so anyway, so you have to do either 43, Gamzula Toiva, right, 43. Or could the other man, the Yama, did you do 4 from Par and 4 from Zohar, it's from 47. And Mit Shvi'ich Sharayim is 48 altogether. When all of that is finished, everything, boom, then we send the Sor HaMishtalech. If that's the case, the Sor HaMishtalech only becomes ro'ui to do its avodah after all the hazois are finished. If I have 5 Sor HaMishtalechs all waiting in a row, every one of them now becomes ro'ui to send a Sor HaMishtalech at the same moment. Sor Aleph doesn't go before Beis or Gimel or Dalet. They all become, in a sense, niskadish. They are now ready, willing, and able. I don't know if they're willing, but they're ready now to be sent, Sor LaZozel, now all at the same time. So there wasn't 1 before 2 before 3 like by the Kupais. Here they all became installed at the same moment. Let's look at the Rashi, the third narrow line in the Rashi. Let's look at the second line. Be'inad is chazoi, kupa kamais lahakr mimena, lo is chazoi basraisa, shirishoina niris lahakrova mishinitrama. As soon as you finish the first box, those, even before you finish, all the monies in that first box are ready roi to bring the kabanis. Avil soir shal zugrishoin, lo nira lishloyach, achi gomru kol matnois adamim. Ukishigamru Nira Achra and Karishain. All of them became installed and ready at the same moment. Go and snap your fingers. Boom! At that moment, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. Hey, all of them are now ready to be sent as a Sor Mishtalech. So you have no raya from the Rabbi Yosi by Kupais, where there was a kedima that Aleph became before Beis and Beis came before Gimel. Here, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. Hey, they all came at the same time because only now are they ready to be sent away. Is Rabbi Yosi Machmishka Raya? El Rabbi Yosi the Pesach. The raya is from the famous Rabbi Yosi by the din of Pesach. The sign you wish they done. Hamavrish pischoi v'ovad v'hifrish acher tachtov. You had a whole kavutza, and all of them got together to be mafrish akor and Pesach. 18, 20, 50 people. And guess what? It comes chatzoi's time. Okay, let's go up to Yerushalayim to the Beis Hamikdash to go and bring the carbon. And guess what happens? Ve'einanu. Chashvinden. What happened to it? Chweisish. But the mindset, time is of the essence, right? Time is money, is what we do in America. So what do? Hifish achet achtav, they were mavish a brand new carbon Pesach. And guess what happened? The Yachal Nimtzarish, and then the first one came back on the scene, and now Barishneim Oindim, I got 2 in front of me. Eizmenchi, what should I do now? Which one do I do? Zokta Tanekama, Eini, Meini, Meini, Mo. Eizmenchi, Yerzi Yaakov, you can bring either the first one or the second one. Devrei Chacham. Rabbi Yosi Oimer, Mitzvah Barishain. Use the first one, not the second one. Rashi points out that this is parallel to our case of the Soir HaMishtalech. How is it parallel? Just like with the Soir HaMishtalech, we said, when do we snapped our fingers. And when do we say that we pulled the trigger on the Sarah Mishtaleach? Only after you finish the 43, the 47, the 48. Hazois with the Shvicha Shiraim of the Dam. And then all of them happened at the same time. Here says Rashi, when does the animal become roi to be brought for Karim Pesach? At Chatzois. And therefore, what happens, says Rashi Lamoshal, that your first animal was lost at 9 o'clock in the morning. So therefore, you amafish a brand new one at 10 o'clock. Now it's 12 o'clock and I have both of them and it's Chatzois time. Both become roi at the same moment, because at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, they weren't roi to be brought yet for karbonois, right? Because it wasn't this man yet. So again, both of them are triggered at the same moment, in the same instant, simultaneously. Izay bazay, what does the Tanakh Kama hold? Whichever one you want. The B.A.C. I'm a mitzvah rishon. Go and take the first one, because even though it's taka all together at the same time, still the first one has kedima. Same by Sarah Mishtaleach. Even though all of them become roy at the same moment, take the first one. What happens if the second one is better? That's an exception to the rule. Normally you take the first one, but if the second one or third one is better, then you take the mufchah. Yeah, what's up?
What if we found the first one only after chatzos?
Yeah. If you only found it after Chatzos,
yeah, and you didn't bring the second one yet.
It's mashu taka from our Gemara that if you had on the scene number two first, meaning that you mafrish and you have it, and the first one you only find later, it's kontakazai, maybe you go and bring the second one instead of the first one. Maybe. It's not so simple, because even though you didn't have it wherever it was at the time of Chatzos. So it wasn't in your rishus, it was hiding in the forest somewhere. But wherever it was at the time of Chatzos, it became now muktish to come his word for a card. It's not that clear from the Rashi exactly what the situation is, but certainly if he only comes on the scene after Chatzos, both of them come or both of them come before Chatzos, that is. At 11 o'clock he now is the first and the second, and then you have a clear cut raya from this Rabbi Yossi that you do number one and not number two, even though they both become roy at the same moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the next Mishnah. I told you, stay tuned for the next Mishnah. And with this, we've concluded you have a clear-cut raya of Rishon, so back to our Sarah Mishtaleach. Even though you have multiple Sarah Lazazel, you only send Rishon and not the Achren. And we start a brand new Mishnah, Zokti Mishnah. Shnei Siriyon Mikipurim, Mitzvos and Shiyu, Shneim Shavin. The two Seirim that you're buying for the Sor Lashem and the Sor Lazazel, they're both supposed to be the same. Now when we say the same, we don't mean mamish twins, doubled, but we mean very, very close. So Bimara doesn't mean that they have the exact same facial expressions, but rather, says Rashi, they both should be white, or they both should be black, they both should be brown, both should be red, they should be the same color. Uvekoyim, they both should be the same height. Ubedam, and they should be worth the same amount. You paid the same amount for them. Ulevekichos and Kiachan, you're supposed to buy both of them at the same time. Said Nepasi, v'lok acheshnei haseirim. You buy them, the lekicha is at the same time. Okay. That's all lechat chila. What happens if one of them happens to be a little bit nice, a little bit taller, a little bit more white, a little bit more green, yellow, whatever it happens to be? They're not exactly the same. It's also kusha. In other words, this is not ma'akev b'di'evit. It's only lechat chila. It should be shavim. We'll see in the Gemara why lechat chila ya b'di'evit nish. We'll see based on drushes on the amud base. And the same thing is, although lekichas and ki'echad, you're supposed to buy them at the same time. Lokechechan hayoyim, what happens if you went into the Soir store today and they only had one left? You buy one today. V'yachad lamoch, and you go back the next day. Oh, Baruch Hashem, they were able to get another Soir, and you buy the next one tomorrow. It's all took shame. It's only lichat chili, you buy them together. But the evidence kosher even 2 days. Yeah, now, meisachamim. Oh, so now we start getting back into our sugya. You bought two seirim, and the hemet oisim lefnei Hashem Pesach oil moed. You're bringing them now for purposes of the hagrala, and the kohen gadol said, "No, where's the kalfi? I want to take out the two goyrels." Before they had a chance to take out the two goyrels, one sir said to the other sir, "Hey, what's going on over here? I never had this before, this goyrel business. This goyrel is on my life. I'm not interested." Chilur odia chazen, cardiac arrest, and never the sir dies. Meisach and mehem. And now you only got one soir left. What do you do? Say, im actually higrol, there was no hagrola yet, meis. Okay, yikach zug l'sheni. The other one is still alive and kicking. you go and bring a brand new one, and you now have a new pair. The one that you had before left over, and you bring another one. Very good. No problem. When I'm the Mishahigro Mace, what happens to the Sora? The Sora Tochnoa Bahaima. He didn't understand so clearly what's going on. But after the Agroli heard Sora Lashem and Sora Lazazel, ay, 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 Sora Lashem, Azazel, I don't want that. So one of them died after the Hagrola. So I would think, okay, so bring a new one and do a new Hagrola. No. You can't bring a new one. You gotta bring a new two. Yovi Zug Achi, you have to bring a brand new two animals.
What do you do with the one that was already?
Slightly. The Yagril Aleim Betchil, and you start all over again from fresh. Hini Muchanam Zuman, and this is Zan Lashem, and this is Zan Lazozel. The Yoimat. Im Shoshain Mes. After all, they already did the Hagrola one time, so we know which one died, whether it was the Lashem one or the Lazozel one. So if the one that was Lashem died, Zesha Ola Olaf Hagrola Lashem, Yiskaim Tachtav. The Kohen Gadol says, I did now the new Hagrola. This one is Lashem, and this was Lazozel. Since the first one that died was a Lashem Dika, you Lashem, you're going to be in play, you'll be the replacement for the first Lashem. Vimshal Azazel Mace, when the first one that died was Azazel, Zesha Olav Lazazel, Yiskaim Tachtav, you're going to be the replacement Lazazel. Aha. But the Mace, at this moment, we have three behemoths now, right? We had that one remaining behemoth from the first Hagrola, and two new guys from the new Hagrola. So now we're going to use the Sor Lashem Lemoshel as the replacement for the old Sor Lashem, that's fine. But now we got two Lazazels. So what do I do now? Zok the Mishnah, Vasheni, the second one. What means the second one? The second one could either mean the second one from the first Hagrola, meaning the survivor of Hagrola number one, or Shani could mean the second one of Hagrola number two, which I really don't need, because I still have an Azazel from before. So which one does it mean? So Rashi leaves us in suspense. Rashi says in Mechem the Gemara is going to tell us which Shani we're referring to. Because you don't need two Azuzot. Or for that matter, you don't need two Lashems. You only need one. It's Vashani. What do you do with the second one? This is what was bothering Mr. Friedlander for so many minutes earlier. Vashani, Yirat, Shistai, Vimach, Vipuladom, Ladova. You take it, you let it go out and graze until it gets Amum, and then you'll be poided, and then you'll go and Vipuladom, Ladova. You buy with it Oilois for Kaitan. Why? What does the Gemara mean? Because l'choira, after I finally use the Sor Lashem and the Sor Lazazel, the replacement one, or the sheni, whichever one it happens to be, I no longer need. And Barry will remind us that there is a din of Chomish Chatois Mesos. What's the Nemanik? Vesimna. And one of that Vesimna is?
Chatois Mesa Ba'alel.
But nobody died over here. What's the nun of a simna? Sheniskapru baleha biacher. Exactly right. So therefore we're talking about a chatshiskapru baleha biacher. So min hadin al tchomish katoyis meisoyis. You should also go to misa. And in fact, that's Rebbe Yudah says. Rebbe Yudah Thomas. What's the reason why the Tanakhama says she'ain, that in this case you do not say lemisa? Says Rashi, because he has a Kabbalah that the halacha lemoish misinai of the chomish katoyis meisoyis is only by a yochid, because it's got to be that all five of them are shayich by that person, and not all five are shayich by the tzibur. Which ones are not shayich by the tzibur? Says Rashi Lemushul, the vlad chatos is not shayich by tzibur. Why can't the vlad chatos be shayich by a tzibur?
Because the
chatos
of a tzibur is a
zacher. Typically, a chatos of a yochid is in a keva, a kizba, or a seira. But typically, whenever you have a chatos in the Torah, usir izim echod chatos. Soir, not seira, but soir. Because it's a zucha. It's very hard for zucha to give birth to a vlad. It's not impossible. Kadosh Baruch Hu can do anything. But it's highly unlikely. Did you ever have such a story, Dr. Yed?
I'm still working on it.
He's still working on it. Okay. Anyway, so therefore it can't have a vlad. It also can't have a tzmuras chatzis. Why can't you have a tzmuras chatzis? Because the pasuk says, Vim homer yomer darshan chazal. It's a lotion of a yochid. Homer yomer. Not yemirenu. Therefore, only a yochid can make a tmura and not a tzibur. So therefore, if you have a tzibur having a karm chatos and someone wants to say, zu tmura zu, it doesn't work, it's not effective. So therefore, there's no din of tmura chatos. There's also no din of chatos shemesu ba'aleha, because ein tzibur mesa, the tzibur continues. many, many Yechidim Chas V'Sholom can pass away. But Klal Yisrael continues on forever and ever.
Yes, anyway, Zazel is the Shem Chatas.
For our purposes. Anyway, so bottom line, that's what the Tanakhama says. Ein Chatas Sima Mesa. If you know Thomas, it does go to Mesa, because if you hold, it's like any one of the Chamash Chatois Mesa's, it's the Skapru Baalei Be'acher, and therefore goes to Mesa. Anyway, so again, Mr. Friedlander, you're talking Frank Fria. You have five, Mr. Friedlander, you have five Chatois LaShem or Chatois LaZozel. What do you do with the extras? You bring one of them, Risha and Acher and Machloikis. What do you do with all the others? So you have a Machloikis. What's the Machloikis? All the others, either it goes, you let it graze until it gets a mum, and then you take the money in the Nadava, or it goes Lemisa. They're good. Well, we don't want to talk about Lemisa, so that's why I said let's wait until later on. Yes, Mendy.
On that Misa, tangent.
Yeah.
It says it's what's case here, Mesa on the hand, one died.
Right.
How about one was lost? Other man. Why Daf and Mesa? Say other man was lost, ran away. It's only Daf and Mesa or Gemma?
Maybe the Gemara will address this. The Gemara, the Mishnah continues on instead of a case of Misa, the case of Nishvap Chadam, which is the case that we had before. Right? Your question of whether, in fact, it got lost, basically.
I would think that the reason why is because if it's Misa, now you know you have to know what to do. It's not coming back. What should you do?
But what happens if it gets lost and you do new hagrol and you find the old one? That's Mendy's question. What do you do with the old one? Anyway, the Oidam Rebuta adds, Nishbach Adam, that was the case that we had earlier on. Yom Esa Mishtaleach, Mesa Mishtaleach, Yishovech Adam. Zog Di Yimara, Tanu Rabbanon. Remember, we started in our Mishnah that Lichatchila, both Seirim should be Shove Bimara, also Bekoima, Ubedomim, Ubekichasim Ke'echad. But that's only Lichatchila, but Yevet, it's Kusha without it. We're going to first bring Rayas from the Torah, that that's the Halacha. And then we're going to say that the identical halacha also applies by the two kivsei metzaira, as well as the two tzipoirim of the metzaira. So we'll see that we're in a whole bunch of cases that are parallel to our Mishnah. It's talking about what's stated in the Torah. Ishtet umei eis adas bnei Yisrael yikach shnei seire izim lechatos v'yayil echad li'oila. Darshini mariat yikach shnei seirem miut seirem shnaim. Seirei shnaim. Ma tamaloyim is shnei. What's bothering the Gemara is that any time it says in the Torah a plural form, always miut rabim shnaim. So it could have just said in the pasuk that Klal Yisrael should bring yikach seirei izim lechatos. And then if I would have asked, well, how many seirim? You'd have told me it's two miut rabim shnaim. Maybe it means three or four or five to fast the merubaloi to fast it. You take the minimum shnei. So why does it have to go and say shnei freiti mara bushte matamaloi shnei shishneim shom? That's what the Torah tells you. They got to be the same in mara, etc. But how do you know b'diavad it's kusha even if they're not the same? Tamaloimar soir soir riba, because it says soir twice. In other words, this first pasuk it says take shnei seirei izim lechatas. Then the next pasuk says vehikar b'harnes a soir asher ola ola b'agur l'Hashem. I don't have to repeat the word soir there. And then the next pasuk says v'hasoir asher ola ola b'agur l'azozol yomer chai. I didn't have to repeat the word soir over there. So since the Torah repeats the word soir a couple of times, riba comes from marba. Then even if they're not exactly the same, is all kushim. Says Yimara, Tam de Rabbi Rachmana. It's Dafka, so the Torah repeated the word Soir twice. Halloi Rabbi Rachmana, if it wouldn't say Soir again and again, Hava Mina Psulim, then I would think that this din of Shavin Bimara Ubekoima Ubedomim, that this is Ma'akiv even Bidiyavin. Vaytimori Kuv Minolan. Why would I have thought that there's an Ikuva? After all, the Torah says a mitzvah, fine. But who says it's Ma'akiv? Are you going to go and tell me, Shteitin Pasik, Chukas Oilam, that everything that having to do with Avoidus Yom Kippur, that's all Ma'akev? Says Rashi, that's only Menu Avoid Ve'elach, Avloi Al Halakicha. On Yom Kippur, all the things that you do with a big day lovan, Machlek Zibhuder, Mnechemia, Bachutz, Bethnim, but those things you do with Avoid Yom Kippur, those attack Ma'akev, Chukas Oilam. But I buy the Seirim, says Rashi, Esmael Veshilsham. I could have bought it a week ago. I could have bought it a month ago. That's not ma'akiv, what you did before Yom Kippur. See, Kuv Minolan, why would I have thought it's an ikuv that I have to have a special so'ir to tell you that it's kusha b'diyevet? It's a shnei, 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 ksiv. The first pasuk says, "Me'eis adas v'nisrael yikach shnei seirei izem lechatas." That's number one. Then you have v'lokach es shnei haseirem is number two, and then it says v'nosan aharon al shnei haseirem geirolais is three. Why does the Torah say it again and again? The fact that the Torah repeats it, and we have the famous klal by Kodshim that Shana Olav Akosev La'akev, and here it's not just Shana, here's Sholish, here the Torah wrote it three times, the Torah meant, I really mean it, it's got to, so it should be Ma'akev, even B'dievet, therefore it says in the Torah, Sa'ir, Sa'ir, to tell you, no, Sa'ir, Sa'riba, the B'dievet, it's Kush. And therefore it's Kusha Kusha. Shnei, Shnei, Shnei. Lomali, why does the Torah Taka say Shnei three times? To tell you that Lichatchila it's got to be Chad Lamara, it's got to be the same color. Lichad Lekoima, the same height. Lichad Ledomim, the same price. Aye, didn't we have a fourth requirement in our Mishnah? That they have to be bought at the same time. Says the Tosfos Yeshanim, I don't need a shnei for that. That it says beferish in the Torah. It says in the Torah, v'lokach eshnei asirim. What means v'lokach? Lokach doesn't just mean to schlep them. V'lokach means lekicha, to buy them. You buy the two seirim at the same time. Mazoi bring the Tosfos Yeshanim. Okay. Anyway, so what have we established now? The two seirim on Yom Kippur, lechatchila they should be the same. The diavet is kusha, even if they're not. Now, Tanya Mihochi Gabi Kivsiyat Mitzoyra. But Mitzoyra says the exact same thing. A Mitzoyra has to bring three karbanas. One of them is a karban osham, another is a karban machatos, and a karban oila. Aha. If the person is wealthy, he's bringing three behemoths. Which three behemoths? So the Torah, for the oila and for the osham, he brings a keves, shnei kvosim. For purposes of the chatos, he brings kavsa, or we call a kivsa or seira. Here's a kivsa or kavsa. Good. So the Torah says he has to go and bring two kvosim. What does it say in the Torah? Uviyay mashmini yikach shnei chivosim tamimim the chavsa achas bashinosa tamima. So you have to bring two kvosim tamimim. Who are the two kvosim tamimim? One for an oiler, one for an asham, and then you kafsa. The question is, why did that say shnei? It could have said the same thing. Yikach kvosim, and I would know what's kvosim. Mir kvosim shnayim. Matam aloy mishnei. What does it have to say shnei for? Nachamol shishnayim. Shavim, that these two kivasim for the Metzora should also be the same. Bamaril, Bakoima, whatever. How do I know b'diyev the kusha, even if they're not the same? Tamar Loimit says in the pasuk, keves, keves, riba. What does it say, keves, keves, riba? V'lo kach ha-koyin es ha-keves hu echad v'yikrivo yisali osham v'yes loy gashomen. Oh, that's keves echad. The next pasuk says, v'shochad es ha-keves v'mkoy mashiyishchad es ha-chatos shtey nochem ul keves. Why does it say keves, keves, riba? To tell you that even if they're not the same, is lechad chila they should be shavim, v'diyev it's kush if they're not shavim. Same thing as before.
The other way around. Since it says keves, keves, it's essential that they should be shavim. Why do I learn that they are not essential like we've learned the other way? Since the word keves, keves is repeated,
you know, let's see the next shtick and we'll come back to your question. It says, Tama de Rabbi Rachmana, that's dafka because the Torah was marbe keves keves, holy Rabbi Rachmana, if it wouldn't say keves keves, have a mina psulim. And I would think that by the fact that it says shnei chvasim, that it's ma'akiv even b'diyavit. Freit yimara ikuva minolan, how would I even have a hava mina that it's ma'akiv if it didn't say the word keves keves? Just because it's a shnei, it's a mitzvah. Why would I fit that it's ma'akiv? Salkadaita Chaminitz is T-exiv. Vishte Tia, at the beginning of Parashat Metzora, Zois Tia, Toira Sa Metzora B'yom Torosai, Tia, Bavyosa Yehe, Bavyosa Yehe, it's gotta be this way. Make no change, it's gotta be Muzhain Punktazeh. So therefore you have a pasuk that says Befeirish that it's gotta be Dafka this way. And it also says Shnei Chvasim. So I put the two together to tell you that this is not just a mitzvah, it's Ma'akib even b'diavet. So now I have the two kevises which are left over. What do I do with those two kevises? Come to tell you, this kevis, that kevis, yana kevis, shenishka nafkimina, abiba brengta v'haima, which is called a kevis. So therefore that's kevis, kevis, riba to tell you it doesn't have to be Dafka, Dafka, but same b'mara, b'koima, b'diavet is kusha, any kevis. It's good.
Because it's singular. In other words, there are two singulars. So that
the kevas? I don't know that it's because of singularity.
Well,
I,
ones learn either it's
I don't mind your
because
pshat.
Of shnei.
Yeah.
So no. Because it's the limit is from shnei that they have to be.
That was over here. The locha from shnei has got to be the same.
From shnei means the same. So if it's singular, it means they don't.
So Dr. Goldfarb is saying very, very beautifully, when you say shnei means that you're putting the two together in one word, telling you that in a sense they are twins. That the two have got to be one word, shnei. Masha enkin, if the Torah says kevis, in kevis, it shows that each one has its own individuality. And therefore, each kevis can be a different kevis. To say, ein kevis, an ander kevis. It's not like shnei. It's two separate ones, right? That's your slur. It's a gzeyashen, shkoyach. Anyway, bottom line is, that's what it says in the Torah. Therefore, over there, the same halacha applies. V'hashta the Rabbi Rachmana kevis, kevis, tia lamali. Since it says kevis, kevis, and that's marba, any type of kevis, even if it's not the same, so what do I need the pasuk of? So it's tia, Torah, some mitzvah. Eftimor l'shar aviyasei shel mitzvah. To tell you other halachas of mitzvah. What means other halachas? L'mush l'gabi mitzvah, the halacha is you have to do a zrika with the, take eight eres, the shlitalos, other things. Other things are ma'akiv. But this, the gabi kevis, kevis is not ma'akiv, even if it's not the same, the ma'ar, the koyma, it's kusha bidi evit. Okay, so now we had already two. Our case of the Shnei Se'irim on Yom Kippur, and the two kvasim of the Mitzayra. But now we come to another case. The Tanya Nami Gabi Mitzayra Ki Ay Gavna. By Mitzayra I have another case. Remember it says at the beginning of Parshas Mitzayra, so you see a Torah of Mitzayra B'yem Teras Vuv HaKoyen, and V'yotzakon M'chus HaMachne, and then they decide that he's Taka Kusher and Tuar, and he has to go and take Shtei Tziparim Chayis Tehoiris, Ve'etz Erez, Ushni Telas, V'ezoit, V'shochet as a Tzipar Echos, Ekli Cheref HaMayim Chayim, and then a Tzipar Achaya, Hikachoy, so he takes the Lebedika, he toivels it in the blood of the Tzipar Ashkuta, and he sends it up in the Asada, etc. So there too, the Torah says the lashon of shtei. V'tziva hakoyin v'lokach lamitair shtei tziparim chayis tahoiris. Why do you have to say shtei? It could have said v'lokach lamitair tziparim chayis tahoiris. What's that for the shtei? And nachmul is al bezach. Not kiam gavin tziparim miut tziparim mishnayim. Ma tamaloi mishtei shtei and shabbat. They should both be the same. The mara b'koyim etc. I'm an ayin shafel bisha ain't in shabbos ksheres. How do I know be the evidence that the kushi even they're not the same? Tamaloymer tzipor tzipor riba have two psukim. V'tziva koyim v'shochres at tzipor o echos. That's one. And then it says that's a tzipor achai yikach oisa. It says tzipor tzipor marba all types of tziporim even if they're not the same. Talk to you more. Time is the Rabbi Rachmana, dafka because I have tzipor tzipor. Hello, Rachmana psulais. I would think it's tak apostle, fake the marikum min alan. It's a mitzvah, yeah, lechat chile, it should be the same. But why should I think it's ma'akit? So, kedai dechamina txiv, same thing as before. So, it's tia, teres ha-metzoira, b'havi also, it's got to be dafka that way. That's why tzipor tzoira, dafkish. Fake the marashi, the Rabbi Rachmana tzipor, tia, lomali. What taka do I learn from the tia? The shahavi also, shal metzoira. There got to be other alochas, like we said before. Eitz Erez, Ushni Telas, Ve'ezer, those have to be Takav of Yosef Yehei, because there's no limit for Ket. But the Gabi, the two Tzipoidim, they don't have to be the same, because it says Tzipar Tzipar, any type of Tzipar, be the Eved. So now I have already three cases. I have the case of the two Seirim on Yom Kippur. I have the case of the two Kvasim of the Mitzoyra. One is for Oshem, one is for an Oila. I have the case of the two Feigelach, the two Tzipayim by the Mitzoyra. Each one Lechat Chila, it should be the same. But the Eved, it's okay if it's not. Let's say the same thing. Every single day you gotta bring it's a kibbutz echatasim boy kibbutz a kibbutz a sheni tasim ben aboyim. This is the din of tamid shoshachet tamid shem ben aboyim. There too, the Torah uses the same expression. Which state in the pasuk that we line on Rish Chodesh, the Amar Tolehem zeho isha asher takriv l'Hashem kivasim b'nei shana smimim. Taka only says kvasim, but then it continues on. Shnaim layayim elasamid shteitach shnaim. What did the shnaim for? Shteitach kvasim. I know miut rabim shnaim. Say the same thing. Nochemul ihochi gabitmin and nami name kvasim miut kvasim shnaim. Ma tamaloi meshnaim shiu shnein shavin. Umenayin shava bishen shnein shavin ksheirim. How do I know that even b'diavad it's kusha? Tamaloi it says in the pasuk keves keves riba. That's a keves echad. That's a boy keves keves. That's a sheni. That's a boyim. It's marbe. Ula mitzvah, therefore it goes and tells you the mitzvah. Hachanami deboinon. I'm sorry. The mitzvah means lechatchila. But b'diavad it's not ma'akid. Lechatchila by all the cases, both by the seirim of our Mishnah and the two kvasim by the mitzayra and the two tzipoyrim of the mitzayra. Lechatchila, it's got to be the same. B'mara b'koyim, got to be the same. But b'diavad it's kusha. So maybe by the Talmud it's also the same thing. So you're going to tell me ain't hachanami? All right. Zoktach Rashi, if you look at the Rashi, about 7-8 lines from the top. Ul mitzvah hachanami debi'inan, shiu shnein shavin. We never had this halacha by carbon tamid. Going through the whole shas, do you remember that shas tells us anywhere that the two tamidim have to be the same? The mar became no. Why not learn the same pattern of drushes like you had until now? Since the word shnayim is extra, shnayim goes to tell you lechatchila, it's got to be the same. Maybe it's ma'akiv. No, it's not ma'akiv. Keves riba. It's only lemitzvah. Lemitzvah means lechatchila, not b'diavad. So why don't you say the same drush over there too? Everything, I'll tell you why. There, the fact that it says shnayim layoim, that's not extra. I need the shnayim layoim. Kineged ayoim, that you have to go and shecht the tomet shel shachar and the tomet shel ben aboyim with the rays of sunlight shining down on the shoychet. Kineged ayoim. We'll see what this means in a moment. Maybe shnayim liyoyim means you bring two every single day, which is poshim shat, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. I know you got to bring two every single day. Why does the Torah tell us shnayim liyoyim? It's got to be that the rays of the sun are shining down on the shochet. What do you mean that the rays of the sun? Ketzad? Tomid shel shachar yenishchat al keren tzfoynis marobis al taba shniya v'shem ben aboyim ay nishchat al keren mizrachis tzfoynis al taba shniya. What is all of this about?
You change the direction as the sun is moving.
Exactly right. So let's look at the Rashi about this. Rashi says it beautifully, about 12 lines from the top. Al keren marobis tzfoynis. So Rashi Shel Mizbeach, we're talking about the northern western side of the Mizbeach in the morning. Why northwestern? Because as we know, Sheshemesh Bo'am Min HaMizrach, the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. Aha, so since the sun comes up in the east, Lefichach Moishchei HaShoichet Letzad Ma'arav, that's why we take the animal as far as we can to the west side. All the Kedusha always starts in the west side. Go and take it to the west side here of the everybody chat. Okay, took a while. We're bokshem at gichat. Lefichach moishchei hashoichet letzad ma'ariv. He goes and schleps it to the west side. La'archikei min koyis la'mizach, to take it away as far as possible from the east side. B'chol yecholes, as much as possible. Why? Mishak solim givoyim. After all, the walls of the Azara are quite high. 30 in the first base of Midrash, 40 in the second base of Midrash. That's why you couldn't have an Amitraxon in the second base of Midrash. Yeah, you had to have the one or two Breichas in. Good. Anyway, the Ksalm is very high. 40 feet walls, 60 feet walls. When the Chama first comes up in the very beginning of the morning, it's not high up on the horizon, it's still fairly low.
So the walls are blocking,
I'm sorry?
Sure, the
eastern wall is
above the walls.
The walls are in the other direction.
The walls on all sides. You got walls on all sides. You got four walls.
Hey, Ricky, it's still the sun. He has to crawl a little higher to overcome that first eastern wall.
Mitchum, this afternoon, hopefully, the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt. You'll see it with your own eyes, Mitchum. Mitchum, it's going to be rebuilt in Mitchum today. Baltus is saying. Anyway, V'cham Meshach L'Bishbulei, look, give a kick for Rashi. V'cham Meshach L'Bishbulei Shurikia, V'tzeil HaKoisel, the shade and the shadow of the wall, Oymit Kenegda, is blocking the sun. Utzvoinis. Why do you have to do it on the tzofin side? I understand now why the Mara side. What's up the side? Bishop the Kachi Kudish, Shikitosan al Yerechim is Bech Tzofin. Vishomaya Besamit Bechayim, as we know, on the northern side of the Mizbech was the Besamit Bechayim, where the Kahanim were busy after they shechted to go and take care of the kavanas. And they were down on the floor. There were 24 rings attached to the ground. To be called shecht the behema inside those rings. In other words, a ring around the neck of the animal for purpose of the shechita. Why 24? Because there were 24 mishmores of the kohanim.
There were two per day.
Exactly. How did you have the 24? Over 24 amma extent or distance, length and width, and it was 6 by 4, that's a year 24. Now why tabas ha-shniya? Loi b'tabas ha-eitz l'mizbech, not the first tabas which is right next to the mizbech, al b'shniya lot in the second row, ha-meshucha l'tzad tzofen, which is already towards the north. Upnei ha-shoichet v'tzav ha-behema ba-lachsoin, l'tzad mizrochet tzofoinis, the shoichet and the animal would stand at an angle towards, they were near the Marav side, but they were facing towards the Mizrach Tzofayim. Shemishama Shemesh Bo Shachris, that's where the sun is coming up in the morning. The Talmud the Baal Shniya Lo Yadana says Rashi, I don't know why Dafka the second Tabas, why not the first Tabas? Havani Shemat, but I heard Kadesh Tehu Rishonim Mesayosai Li Ochaz Barag LeBehema. In other words, the other rings were also convenient that you would go and tie the second ring around the legs of the animal, the first ring around the neck, and therefore it would be much easier than the animals of the Chmish Ibedrayin should be able to go and shecht. The afternoon was just the opposite. Now the sun is already on the other side of the horizon, on the west side. Now he has to go pull the animal towards the east, as far as possible. The bottom line is, when it says in the Pasuk, it doesn't mean two every day. I know two every day. Why did it say shnayim layoim? You should do it kineged ayoim, that you should do it at sunlight, that you should see the rays of sun coming down at the time of the shechita of the tamid in the morning and at the time of the shechita in the afternoon. That's where you have to position yourself in such a way that you get the maximum sunlight. When I say the rays of sun, I don't mean that the sun goes and blinds the kohen in the eyes. The point is you have much more sunlight if you are on the west side of the Azara than if you are on the east side, because if you're on the eastern side of the Azara, the sun is in back of the wall where you're standing, and this wall is on top of you. You have all the shade and shadow of that wall. If you move over further in the room to the other side, then there's much more light that has a chance to go in into the Azar. And same thing for Kent. Yeah.
A couple questions. Is this an ikuv? Like, if they would be standing in the shade, it would be a pasul korban.
It doesn't sound like it, because by kabbonis
stress, just to say from the.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like a stretch to learn has to be like back in the sun rays. Like,
that's a drush of Chazal. But if it's not repeated, typically it's lemitzvah and it's not leikuva. By kochim, if it's shown a lova kosov leakiv, the Torah says it twice. The Torah only says shnayim leyom tov, but zaitzachos, it's only in the chatchila, not bedieved. You have to ask Rabbi Cohen. Rabbi Cohen is doch in the
koyse kahanim. In the afternoon, yeah. The heichal is much taller than the ksolim on the east side.
Uh-huh.
So it makes sense that they would need to do this, you know, early in the day, like mincha gedolah time, as opposed to.
Well, in fact, they don't do it all the way to the very final moment of the day. In the Mishnah, we had back Pesach Pesachim. They started doing it 2:30 or 3:30, depending on when it was during the year. Some days there were more kabbonis, some days less kabbonis. At Pesach, more kabbonis. Anyway, typically they were busy with it around 3:30 in the afternoon. So you still had until 6:00 at night. So it wasn't, you know, oh, we got to run mishkiyashki, we got to run for mincha mishkiyashki. You know, the people there in the vase. But so it was a couple hours earlier. So
when it comes first, the kabbon or the davening?
Oh, it's a good question.
It's just a simmon.
Yeah.
The whole thing's just a simmon.
What do you mean?
Where it is. Doesn't matter. You don't need any light. It's just a simmon. Tell you where to.
Why is there this requirement?
I say, but you don't need light. It's not. You don't need the sun. You just tell you which one. Right. It just tells you which tabos to do it on.
Yeah, but why do you have to do Dr. Nistabas? Why don't you do Nistabas? I mean, the 24 tabos.
It's the logic, but you don't need. It's not.
All right. Anyway. It's got to be keneged hayyad. Good. So therefore, it's not ibrik to tell you the din of the mara bekoima. It has nothing to do with aralach. However, says the Gemara, even though the gabi tamidim, it's taken not nagia. But Musafin Shel Shabbos, we're on the fourth of the wide lines. Musafin Shel Shabbos, Vaday Tzricha Shiyu Shnei and Shavim. Dear by the Kar Musaf Ein Hachanami, you do need that Lechatchila, that they should be the same, like we said in our Mishnah, because the Ataka says in the Torah, you're supposed to go and take Shnei Kvasim Tamimim. So Shnei Kvasim tells you what do you need the Shnei for? Again, Lechatchila, that it should be the same, the two should be similar.
Well, I don't know what that whole business is. How can you tell two are the same? They all look the same to me. I mean, how do you... That's a tough deal. It doesn't have to be that you look at the face.
That they have to be twins. It has to be the same color, right? You can go and buy a million animals that are all the same brown.
It must have been a big ASIC there.
That they're all the same color, that you understand, right? Koyim is easy. Go and have them all stand up, you know, 100 behemoths next to each other. All the same height.
The value is easy.
And the value is easy, because presumably they didn't go...
By weight, the behemoths.
A labidic animal? A dead animal, for sure. And a labidic animal for purpose of shechita, for sheitzach. But if you're selling it for purpose of avoiding for a korban, I'm not sure that there would be a difference in value, because the kanim don't care if it's a little heavier, a little, especially someone an oiler. You're not eating from it, you're just putting the mizbech. Okay, anyway, continue on the Gemara. Yes, vayetetan rabbanon, shnei siriyei mekipurim shishchotan bechutz. Ah, ihetaz amaisa. He's lining up the two seirim to go and bring Sor Lashem and Sor Lazazel, and then comes a crafty, cunning individual, and he steals away the two seirim, and he shechs them outside of the Beis HaMikdash, L'shem Korban. Is he over on the din of Shchutei Chut, or is he not over? Shchutei Chut means that you go and shecht a korban outside the Beis HaMikdash, like it says, Oya Shiyishchat Michutz HaMachne, V'yel Pesach, Oyel Moyed Le'avioi, V'hakrev Korban L'Hashem, L'fnei Mizbech HaShem, Tomi Chosh Lishu, V'nichra Se'ishu, Mikerva, he gets a din of Koris on Shchutei Chut. See, the Shnei Seir Yom Kippur, Shishchoton Bachut, Achle Higra Lein, before they did the Hagrola, Chayiv Al Shneim, he's Chayiv Koris on both of them. He can't go and get Koris twice, but if he did a Bishogig, he would get two Kabonis Chatos. Mishigra Lein, once he did the Goyril, Chayiv Al Shalshem, because Shalshem is supposed to be inside. Upat Al Shal Azazel, he's put on the Azazel. Now, why was he put on Azazel? Azazel is also Mechaper, like a Chatos. Because in the Torah it says, by Shchut Eishchut, when are you Chayiv Oya Sheyishchot, Michutz Lamachana, Ve'al Pesach Oyel Moyed Loi Havioi. You should have, and you could have, brought it into the Pesach Oil Might, but you didn't, and you shechted it outside the Oil Might. Shchut Eichut, you get fired, you go and get Karis. But what happens if it's a type of carbon that you're not supposed to bring El Pesach Oil Moed, such as the Sur La Zazel? You bring it outside the Pesach
Oil Moed. You didn't violate that.
You didn't violate that. You only violate it if it's a carbon that's brought Bifnim. If it's a carbon that's brought Bachutz, even if you were to call a Sar La'azazel a carbon, which it's not, but even if you called it a carbon, fine, but even if you call it mit a capital Ches,
but if it's not a
Shchutei Chutz, because it's not a Shchutei Pnim. You only have a Shchutei Chutz on something that you're supposed to shecht inside, and you did not. So if you went and shechted them before the Hagrola, each one of them is ro'oi to bring for a carbon Bifnim. But once you did the Hagrola, the one that is Azazel, that's the one in Klal Yisrael which is not Roy to be brought with him. So therefore, Potash Shel Azazel. Okay, let's go to the beginning again. Ashli Higra Leim Chayiv Al Shneim Pektimor Lamai Chazu. What are they Roy for? What does he want to mean, what are they Roy for? So Rashi explains, because after all, we know that only one of them is going to be for the Sar Lashem. We know one of them is going to be La Sar Lazazel. I don't know which one yet. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, might be the right, might be the left. During the Shimon HaTzadik's time, we knew. How many years of Shimon HaTzadik?
For 40 years.
So during the 40 years, we knew which one is going to be Lashem, which one is going to be. After that, they didn't know. Right. And the final 40 years, it always came out the other way around. Right. But anyway, but Lamaisa, the point is that we don't know in advance which one will be Lashem, which Lazazel. So therefore, but we know that one of them will be Lazazel. So why should I be Chayiv on both of them? I should only be Chayiv on one. Everything was Amar Rav Chizda, Hayil v'Roy l'Sar Anas b'Chutz, because it's Roy for the Sar. What means the Roy l'Sar Anas b'Chutz? Sar Anas b'Chutz. He doesn't mean the one la'azazel. He means the Chatos of the Musaf of Yom Kippurim, and the b'Chutz we mean outside the Heichal, inside the Azara. Ah, those two animals are both Roy to bring for a carbon Musaf that day. Why do we have to talk about Karban Musaf? Why didn't we go and say that both of them are roy to be nasa bifnim al tsor lashem? Because you're going to tell me we're not up to there yet. Neither one is roy to be brought tsor lashem.
You didn't do hagrola.
You didn't do the hagrola yet, so they're not roy to be. So you're not oiv on el pesach oyel moy leaviyah because they're not roy to be brought el pesach oyel moy. So bring you one the tsor nasa because nami loy chazi the mechasri avoyde sayoyim. You know when we're going to bring the Karban Musaf? In 3 hours from now, right? When the person starts davening in Kippur morning, after a few minutes, he starts getting neves. The chaz boy, the chazan is gargling, and now it's the middle of Shachris. Well, I'm going to start Musaf in 3 hours, in 5 hours, in 6 hours. This is going to be a long tanis. Oh, I'm not going to be able to fast. It's going to be so hard. I hope there'll be a big pause. I'll be able to go home to be able to sleep for now. What's up to Rabbi Kohn?
Kavuras were made in lieu of davening. Davening is so. How could you have both davening and kavuras?
Yeah, I'm just trying to give. Try to dramatize it. The point is that when are you going to bring the Karban Musaf on Yom Kippur? You're not going to bring it 9 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock when you're doing the hagrola. You're going to bring the Karban Musaf 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
You're going to bring them tomorrow for the Tmidim.
The
day after you get
the report. You're saying that the Gemara could have given another example of Tmidim. Why did the Gemara give the example of Musafim? Is that what you mean?
Because you're not preparing tomorrow.
Slowly.
Yeah.
Because this, we're talking about Tzeirim. Tmidim have to be Kvosim, different animals.
Okay.
So these two are roy today to bring for the Tzeir for Musafim.
The pair.
For sure, but doesn't get a shame of anything yet until the Agrola. Throughout the year, the Lekicha, or the time of the actual bringing of the Karban. But not when by the on Yom Kippur, Hagrola gives him the special Kedusha. But now the question is, why is the person over on Shchutei Chutz before the Hagrola on both? Sting Mara said, because both of them are roy to be Musaf. Why don't we say that both are roy to be the Sar Lashem? It's not Sar Lashem yet, because it's not Hagrola time yet. It's not Musaf time yet. Musaf is going to be in 3 hours from now. You still have to go into the Shechita of the Par, and you still have to do the Vidoy, and you still have to do the Hazois, mit the Sar Lashem, mit the Chafin of the Ktoides, until you're going to get to the Musaf. It's going to be 2, 3, 4 hours until then. What are you talking about? All the avoiders of the yoim haven't been done yet. The fact that we're not up to it yet, it's not 3 o'clock, it's only 9 o'clock, that's not considered to be mechusas man is garnish. Mechusa hagrola, you didn't do a maisa yet, so it's not roy to be brought el pesach oil moed as a carbon sar lashem. But the fact that it's still 3 hours early or 5 hours early, those is garnish. That's not mechusa maisa, it's only mechusas man is nothing. Since Rav Chizda said that hagrola hastes of yamaisa, hodim Rav Yudah Mishmuel shlam shishchaten koidim sheniftechu delosis aheichol psulim. Every single day, if you want to bring a karm shlamim throughout the year, you have to make sure that the dalsis aheichol are open, even though the carbon is brought in the azara. They come to the shchita mit the zrika. Everything is azara. Make sure the doors are open. How do I know they have to be open? Shnemar, v'shachtu pesach oil moyed. When you shech the karm shlamim, you have to have the pesach. It's got to be pesuach. The oil moyed's door has to be open. Bismanchu pesuach, but bismanchu no'ul. So now the question is, what happens if you bring a karm shlamim and you discover that the daltis aheicha were closed? Shteit psulim. It's possible. Aha. Okay, so let me ask you a question. What happens if you brought the identical shlamim instead of bringing it inside the Beis HaMikdash? I brought it outside the Beis HaMikdash and the Dalsus HaHechel were closed. Is L'choyde Vustaf Oskimen? Shchotten Bachutz Koidim Sheniftechel Dalsus HaHechel Yepater. Why are you Potter? My timer Mechuser Psicha, just like Mechuser Hagrola is mechusah maisa, mechusah psicha ke mechusah maisa dummy. But what's making more to zong? That when is it a din of shchutei chutz? If you are able at that moment to bring this carbon bifnim and you bring it bachutz, then you're over on the din of shchutei chutz. But it's not right to bring him bifnim yet. Why not? Because the dalsus are still closed.
But it is right, you just can't do it.
That's what we mean. Since you can't do it, it's mechusa psicha, it's mechusa maisa, and therefore you're potter. That's why if you didn't do the hagrola yet, you're also potter al tisoir la Hashem. Because mechusa hagrola is mechusa maisa. But you're not potter on the musafim of the yom, because the musafim of the yom, you can bring it any time today, later on. Ah, you can't bring it now. Mechusa's man is not considered to be a chisaroin. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael.